time for Dometri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield of Dometri Companies. Now, here's Daniel.
Welcome to Dometri Live, the radio show for investors by investors. This is Daniel Butterfield, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Today, we are going to talk about the market. We're going to talk about some of the investment strategies that we prefer. We also are going to have a very special guest today. She's a CPA, and she's known around town as the tax goddess. We're going to also talk about some short sales. We're going to talk about what's happening in the market. And let's go ahead and start with that. Right now, we have current active listings at 34,916. Now, that's pretty close to where we were last week and the week before and the week before. So the market is, the inventory in the market right now is pretty stable. Pending sales right now are at 11,153. Honestly, it is precisely exactly what it was the week before. So we have good activity in the market. And inventory levels are staying about the same. Again, everyone's kind of wondering when the additional inventory is going to come. Guys, I don't think it is. This market has been this way for 13, 14 months, 15 months, and I don't think it's going to change. I think the powers to be are going to control the inventory, and they're going to control the sales, and they're going to make it so that we can just have a good, stable market so we can buy, fix, and sell homes, which is what we do. For those of you that are new to the show, let me tell you who we are. This show is called Dometri Live, and my name is Daniel Butterfield. I own a company called Dometri Companies. We are licensed mortgage brokers under the company Arizona Wholesale Mortgage Incorporated. We're also licensed in real estate under REMAX, and we have a fully functional credit repair company. Sorry, we only repair credit for those wanting to buy a house. We also help facilitate rehab and maintenance for all of our clients' properties, whether it's a buy, fix, occupy, and sell with lease option, or a straight buy, fix, and flip. We also take care of all your property management needs. So long as you have a flip strategy, sorry, we do not do rentals. We are anti-rentals. We do not support the buy and hold investment strategy. We are all about buying and flipping. And if you are just listening and tuning in to the show, we will go into some of those details and how it works. Now, we are lease option experts, and the reason is because we have developed this unique system not just to slam a rent-to-own tenant or a lease option tenant into a property, but more importantly, we attract people that have slightly blemished credit, we move them into the property, and then we fix their credit and provide them FHA financing. Now, why does this matter to you? Well, if you're an investor wanting to buy a property, you can either A, buy it, fix it, and try to sell it on the MLS. Good luck. Even though they lifted the anti-flipping rules, that's not the easiest thing to do these days. If we were back in 2005, that would be a different story. But right now, it's a buyer's market, period. Even with the tax credit still in play, it's still a buyer's market. And I'm proud to say that right now we have actually 300 new registrants within our organization. That was just for the month of January. All last year, we averaged around 200 new registrants every month. Now, what's the point? The point is, what we do is we help investors buy property, we help them facilitate the rehab, and then we'll list that property through our REMAX agent, and we'll attract a first-time home buyer that has blemished credit, put them into the house. We handle everything from identifying the tenant, the buyer, meeting with them, coaching them on exactly what they need to do to buy a house, moving them in, doing the move-in inspection, packaging their qualifications, sending them to you for approval, and then we work on fixing their credit, and they actually pay for their own credit repair, and then finally we get them FHA financing so you can exit out of the property in just 6 months. I know it sounds pretty unbelievable, and it is. And the fact is, we're the only ones in town doing this successfully. I've heard of a couple people say that they're doing it, but they're not. We have the elaborate infrastructure that's able to make this happen. And if you don't believe us, come and schedule an appointment with us to meet. You can go to buyandflipwithme.com. It's all spelled out, www.buyandflipwithme.com, and you can register on our website And you can, when you register, you can click a box, and I will actually call you if you want me to talk to you individually, or you can even schedule an appointment with me to meet me face-to-face. Now, we are experts in buying and flipping homes. This is what we've been doing for a very, very, very long time. The difference is now the market has changed quite a bit, and so it takes a different breed of organization to actually successfully buy, fix, and flip a property. That's who we are. Now, one of our secrets is that we've developed a back-end marketing office in the Philippines that does all of our processing and marketing of our property. In fact, if you Google Lease Option Homes Phoenix right now, you can see our online ads that appear on the first page of Google. We actually appear 6 to 8 times on the front page. Now, this is what gets us our 200 new first-time homebuyer registrations, because we have 6 full-time resources in the Philippines that are doing all of our back-end marketing. Now, this applies for every aspect of real estate that we do. Whether we're selling a short sale for a person that wants to get rid of their home, whether we're helping an investor list their house, whether we're attracting first-time homebuyers to buy new homes, all this marketing, these online ads, and this back-end infrastructure in the Philippines helps us become ultra, ultra successful. Now, we are also experts in listing and negotiating short sales. In fact, we pride ourselves on negotiating a short sale so that the borrower has a zero deficiency. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and we just came out with a new document on our website at shortsalewithremax.com, shortsalewithremax.com, and the document is named The Myths and Misconceptions of the Result of a Short Sale or the Result of a Foreclosure. Take a look at it at shortsalewithremax.com. Okay, so let's talk about some new guidelines that have come out on short sales. First of all, November 30th of 2009, the Obama administration has released guidelines for its Home Affordability Foreclosure Alternatives Program. It's called HAFA, H-A-F-A. They provide incentives in the connection of short sales and deeds in lieu so that they can basically help people that want to short sale their home do it successfully and working with these lenders. Now, although these lenders are not required to follow these rules, they are definitely moving in the right direction. In fact, HAFA allows borrowers to receive pre-approved short sale terms before even listing the property. Now, HAFA also requires borrowers to be fully released from any future liability of mortgage debt. Now, and that also includes if they have a second mortgage as well. And it's so that they have no cash contribution, no promissory note, and no deficiency judgment. Now, we're successfully doing this right now. But the thing is, when HAFA, HAFA gets all the way through the system, which it's supposed to take effect April 5th, 2010, then it's just going to be that much easier to go ahead and short sale your property. But here's the thing. This program ends December 31st, 2012. So that means that we are on a limited time frame when we can actually do this. And after that, you may, if you haven't short sold your home, you actually may be stuck. Now, this HAFA program actually also allows you to get some moving money so that you can get maybe $1,500 to move your family into another house. And on top of that, it also has some other incentives, and the incentives actually total up to $3,000. Now, we've built a team of professionals that can help you process all these types of short sales. Our team of agents, loan officers, credit repair professionals routinely work with distressed property and first-time home buyers. Since we already are in the business of repairing credit and helping people purchase homes, it's only natural for us to also help you short sale your property and help you repair your credit so you can buy again. In fact, that's the most important point. Repairing your credit so you can actually buy another house. That's what we actually specialize in. This is why most people select us to actually short sale their home, because after you're done with that process, you want to probably go back into another home. I don't care if you're 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 years old. You're going to want to buy another home. Go to shortsalewithremax.com to learn more about that. Because, guys, even if you're 50 years old and you short sale right now, the market will be flat for 2 more years. And you can get your credit repaired, and within 2 more years, you can buy another house. Go to www.shortsalewithremax.com. That's shortsalewithremax.com. Or call us at 602-254-6244. We'll be back right after this break.
It's time for your KFNN market update. The Dow is down 239 points at 10,031. The NASDAQ Composite's gained 55 at 2135. And the S&P 500's down 28 at 1068. Your source for the financial information you need is 1510 KFNN.
This is Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. If you're confused about choosing a money manager, you're not alone. Who do you trust and what questions should you ask? That's why at Compaq Asset Management, we show you our audited track record so you can see for yourself what we've done in the past. And while that doesn't necessarily mean we'll do the same in the future, it does provide an independent look at our experience. Call me for a free portfolio review and I will introduce you to my entire management team so you can meet the entire financial team that will be working with you. I will review your portfolio and listen to your goals. Then I will create an 80-page investment proposal to help you reach those goals. But we don't stop there. You choose how and when you want us to communicate with you, as often or as little as you would like. Your relationship with us starts when you make that call, and it continues as long as we work together. Call 1-800-388-9700, 1-800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Nationwide Gourmets, Arizona's premier coffee service, your local one-stop service for coffee and beverages, along with China Mist Iced Tea and Lavazza Italian Coffee. Call 623-474-7630.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
Attention investors, here's an excellent opportunity to help you trade resource stocks at a profit. It's the annual Phoenix Investment Conference and Silver Summit Thursday and Friday, February 4th and 5th at the Renaissance Glendale Hotel. Hear 30 world-class analysts discuss resource trends and stocks to watch. Meet 50 public companies with mineral exploration projects spanning the globe. Pre-register at CambridgeHouse.com. Use SILVER as the promo code for savings. That's CambridgeHouse.com.
Now back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield. To get a hold of Daniel, call 602-254-6244.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors. We were just talking about short sales, and a little bit later in the show, we're going to bring on a real live CPA, not a fake one, a real live CPA that's an expert at dealing with difficult tax situations, and I have some really tough questions for her. She calls herself the tax goddess, so that must mean that she really knows her stuff. You know, statistically, right now, 1 in 8 people are in America are behind in their mortgage payments. And so if you're struggling right now, you're certainly not behind. But even more importantly, the whole reason we're going to bring a CPA onto the show is because with the short sales or letting properties go to foreclosure, with the Mortgage Debt Relief Act and all this stuff happening, the taxes are no longer straightforward. I mean, they never were straightforward, but you have so many new rules and regulations, and quite frankly, they keep on changing the rules and regulations that it's hard to tell what's real and what's not real, which is why you need a tax professional to handle that type of stuff. Now, again, 1 in 8 people in America are behind on their mortgage. If you happen to be one of those people, do not feel bad. In fact, if you're upside down in your home right now, there are options for you to short sale your home, and these options are not detrimental to your credit. Going through a short sale is becoming more of a norm right now, today, than the alternative of foreclosure. And the reason is because foreclosure is starting to have such dramatic effects on credit that at the end of the day, it's going to be hard for those people that let the houses go to get financing again in 5, 6+ years. However, if you short sale the house, you're going to be a part of another group of people that I actually believe by 2011, there'll be lenders financing people that have that are short selling their home. That's what I really believe, because already in 2010, we see new lenders coming to the market. And in 2011, there's an anticipated additional bunch of lenders that are going to be coming to market. Now, many of our short sale clients are simply making a business decision to short sell their home because the amount of the negative equity in the property is just too much. And the thing is, if you have to wait 10, 5, 10, 15 years for your home to catch up the value, I mean, you got to make a business decision for your family. And what I mean by that is corporations make these tough decisions every day. You can see that when corporations have been laying off people, they don't really think about the families. They think about their bottom line. And so I really believe that it's an okay thing for you to also think about your bottom line for your family. Because the fact is, if you're 40, 45, 50 years old and you're in a situation with an upside down house, you got to hustle, get that house sold, short sell it, and get yourself into another house so you can capture the upside of the market. In fact, one could say that if you bought a house, let's say you short sold at 40 years old, and then you get back into a house at 42, 43, one could say that you could make more money on that house, on that investment, by buying at 42, 43 than if you purchased the same house at 30 years old. If you purchased at 30 years old and kept it through the whole period of time, you will probably be in, at 50 years old, you'll probably be in the same spot as though you bought at 43, okay? So make a business decision when it comes to your property. Furthermore, if you're going to pick a professional, pick a name you know. REMAX is where we hang our license, and they are held at a higher standard than most other agencies. On top of that, our agents are CDPE certified. That means that they are certified distressed property experts, and they know how to precisely handle your short sales due to their education and their experience. There's a article that came out. The title is called The Myths and Representations of Strategic Defaults. If you're in a situation, if you're listening right now and you're upside down in your house or you're not sure where you're at, you need to read this, because if you're even remotely thinking about short selling your house or letting it go to foreclosure, this article, The Myths and Representations of Strategic Defaults, probably will help you. You can find this at www.shortsalewithremax.com under the resources tab. The website again is www.shortsalewithremax.com under the resources tab. The pressures of an upside down mortgage aren't only felt by the homeowner, but they're also felt by the lender. And given that there's an expected 4 million foreclosures coming in the next 2 years, you're not going to be by yourself if you decide to short sell your property. What makes us different than any other organization is our ability to repair your credit and help you get financing for another home. We're here to help you provide you a full service so that you can, without interrupting your regular life, take care of your particular property. Now, I have somebody in the office today. Her name is Shauna Weckerling, and she's with a company called SWC. She's a CPA, and she also has a master's in tax. Not many people are CPAs, plus they have a master's in tax. And her clients call her the tax goddess. Shauna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio and taking your time out of your busy work week, because I'm sure that with it being tax season, you are busy, busy, busy. Shauna, one of the things that I wanted to discuss here is this thing called the mortgage debt Relief Act of 2007. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So basically, with everything that's been happening in the environment that we're in this economic environment, the government basically put into place this Mortgage Debt Relief Act. And what it states is that if you had a primary home, so this is your main residence, this is where you live, and you've had some kind of, you know, debt, so you've foreclosed on the home or you've short sailed on the home, you can actually not pay tax on that debt. The debt relief from the short sale or foreclosure on that home is not taxable. And a lot of people are getting very concerned because previous to this act, if you had a foreclosure or a short sale, that income may have been taxable on your tax return.
So when we're talking about taxable income, let's take the example of somebody owing $300,000 in their home, and they let it go to foreclosure, and let's say the lender sells it for $150,000. What kind of a taxable income are we talking about here?
So if the lender was only able to sell the home for $150,000 and the debt was $300,000, the difference between what you owed to the lender and what the lender could sell it for was, again, $150,000. So normally what you would receive is something called a 1099-C, and that is the IRS's form for the cancellation of debt, and that 1099-C would reflect $150,000 worth of taxable income to you.
Okay, so what you're saying is that this Mortgage Debt Relief Act will actually help consumers not have to pay taxes on that extra $150,000, which could be, I mean, if you had a tax bracket, what's a tax bracket that might be common, like 25%?
Well, here's the big kicker. So let's say your normal tax bracket was 25%. We could go with that. If all of a sudden you earned, you know, you had this unearned kind of ghost income for $150,000 more, that might actually kick your bracket up to 33% or 35%. So not only are you paying income tax on this, but it also bumps up your bracket.
So if you're making, let's say, $35,000 a year and you're driving a truck, and all of a sudden you end up in a situation where you get laid off in your job at the end of the year and you lose your house, are you saying that you could be hit with the $35,000 income plus $150,000 so that you made $185,000 income, get bumped into a high tax bracket, yet you are actually left with no job?
You got it. Before this new tax law, that's exactly what would have happened.
Wow. So this is basically why the tax law was created, is to assist people in those weird types of situations.
You got it. Because the government basically realized that it's not exactly fair. And I realize government and fair in the same sentence, kind of crazy. But the government realized that they're not going to be able to get the cash, you know, if they tax all these people.
Okay, so let me ask you this: when you're doing taxes for people, I mean, is it that black and white? Can you just say, oh, okay, you short sold your home or you let it go to foreclosure, so fill in $150,000 on the form and that's it? Is it that simple?
Unfortunately, not. You never put the words government and simple in the same sentence. So, anytime you have one of these transactions, there are quite a few either things that could work for you or things that could work against you. So you really want to have a professional who can help you navigate those waters.
Okay, got it. Now, there's some other stuff that we're going to be talking about here. I know we have a break coming up, but can you give us a little preview? Actually, better yet, where can we find you? Where can we look you up?
Absolutely. The easiest place to find me is www.taxgoddess.com with two D's, two S's, www.taxgoddess.com. Or you can call me at 602-357-3275.
Perfect. We'll be back right after this break with more from the Tax Goddess.
It's a break for an update. KFNN and CNN join forces for a look at national and international news. KFNN News Time is 12:30.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. 10 Americans detained for trying to take 33 children out of Haiti were back in court today amid signs a judge could be near a decision in the case.
He will decide whether to formalize charges or whether, in fact, these people can be released, depending on what weight he gives to the evidence compiled in that dossier.
CNN's Carl Pinhall in Port-au-Prince. We're expecting a decision at any moment. New York's Attorney General is suing two top Bank of America executives for fraud. Andrew Cuomo accuses former CEO Ken Lewis and former CFO Joe Price of deceiving stockholders in the deal to purchase Merrill Lynch. Stocks are taking a beating after a worrisome rise in weekly jobless claims. The Dow Industrial Average is down more than 200 points. The lawyer for Michael Jackson's personal physician says he's negotiating with prosecutors in Los Angeles for his surrender. Dr. Conrad Murray is expected to face charges in Jackson's death. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
If you're as outraged as I am about distracted driving, we need to start our own movement to stop it. Make your car a no-phone zone. Go to Oprah.com to sign our no-phone zone pledge. Then email it, tweet it, post it on Facebook. Pass it on.
Progressive is proud to work with the Oprah Winfrey Show to make our roads safer for everyone. Go to Oprah.com/no-phone-zone today to take the pledge. Taking action to make our world a better place. Now that's progressive.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
AutoZone. Winter conditions are tough on a car, so protect your engine at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoothly in tough conditions. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $16.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Up early in the morning, thirsting for knowledge? Catch the Bloomberg Morning Show from 4 to 6 on Financial News Radio, 1510 KFNN.
By now, you've heard about the Scottsdale Cigar Club, where everyone's a member. This is Brad Burko inviting you to join us every Sunday on KFNN as we broadcast live with the best damn cigar radio show from noon to 1. We're doing the show every Sunday from my new Scottsdale Cigar Club, the city's largest air-conditioned cigar lounge. You can choose from a wide selection of fine cigars and then sit back, light up, and relax in comfort. Watch college and NFL football games with our DirecTV package on one of our 450-inch plasma screens. And now the best damn cigar radio show live every Sunday from noon to 1. We'll talk about the world of fine cigars and the good life we all deserve with our friends, special guests, and of course you. The club is located on 79th Street and is visible from the west side of Hayden, south of Raintree in the Scottsdale Air Park. Or go to our website at scottsdalecigarclub.com. Hope to see you there.
Listen for the best damn cigar show Sundays at noon right here on 1510 KFNN.
Economics, politics, finance. Sometimes they blend together and you don't really know what's going on, what to think, or who to believe. Hello, I'm Bill Tatro. Every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., I'll sort it all out for you. What it means, why it's important, how you can profit, avoid the impending disaster that's on the horizon, and help you get more sleep at night. That's every Monday through Friday, right here on 1510 KFNN.
Securities offered by First Allied Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether it's an important staff meeting or client sales appointment, it's comforting to know that your Nationwide Gourmet Coffee and the Flavia and Keurig beverage systems is like having a coffee shop right in your own office. From mochas to lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, and tea, they have your favorite choice. Just say you heard it right here on KFNN and Nationwide Gourmets of Arizona. We'll donate $100 to St. Mary's Food Bank for any new coffee account opened this month. So give them a call at 623-474-7630.
That's 623-474-7630.
Your Money, Two Guys. Sounds like a good match to me. Join Sean Balog and Jim Garber, financial advisors for Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, and Two Guys and Your Money, from 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday on 1510 KFNN.
A turn for the worse. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. Stocks cratering today on escalating fears of debt problems in Europe, which has investors dumping riskier assets. The Dow Jones Industrial is now down 228 points at 10,042. The NASDAQ is off 55 points, or about 2.5%. The S&P has dropped 27 points. Bank of America will pay $150 million to settle claims that misled investors about Merrill Lynch losses before Bank of America took over Merrill. It's not over yet, though. Today, New York Attorney General charged the bank's former CEO, Ken Lewis, and another executive with fraud. Another consequence of Toyota's gas pedal problems? The cost. Toyota says it expects repairs and other issues will cost it about $1 billion. Sara Lee, the maker of Jimmy Dean sausage and Hillshire Farms deli meats, reporting a profit today in its latest quarter compared to a $17 million loss just a year earlier. Again, the market's down. And I'm Frank Cipolla with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Oh, Billy, you do feel warm. Let's take your temperature.
No, Mommy, I don't like that pointy thing in my ear.
It's okay, sweetie. This is the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's better, and it doesn't go in your ear. All I have to do is scan your forehead. Just like this.
That's all? I like that thermometer. And?
And you've got a fever. Back to bed, honey.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Home model available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
So, the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Moe. There's even free phone support with real-life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Got questions about investing in real estate? Call Daniel right now at 602-254-6244. Now back to Daniel.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live. I have a special guest in my studio today, Shauna Weckerlin. She's with SWC. She is a CPA, and she has a master's in tax, and her clients call her the tax goddess. And we've been working with Shauna for over 2 years, I think 2.5 years, and I've referred a ton of business to her. And the reason is because every single person that I've referred her way has been so happy with her knowledge, her skills, her timeliness, everything that she does. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to have a good CPA in your corner when you're dealing with real estate investments or anything when it comes to your property or real estate. We were just talking about the Mortgage Debt Relief Act of 2007. Shauna, can you give us a little synopsis of what that is?
Absolutely. So the biggest thing that people need to remember, the Mortgage Debt Relief Act qualifies with your primary home. Okay, you've had some kind of restructuring or debt forgiveness of your mortgages. The total amount of debt cannot be over $2 million if you're married filing joint. So most people are going to be okay with that. It's $1 million if you're single or married filing separate. And in order to qualify for this with relation to your home, it must, you know, the decline in the home value is what's causing you to do the foreclosure or the short sale.
I don't think that'll be too hard to find around here, will it?
Very true. Very, very true.
Okay. So now I understand that in addition to forgiving this mortgage debt off of your home, that you actually taught me that there is other debt that can be forgiven, and you taught me this very magical term, Form 982.
Woohoo!
Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So the Form 982, and I realize most people don't like hearing the CPAs talk form numbers or code sections, okay, but this 982 is a very important form if this is your situation, okay? The 982 form, it's an IRS form where basically you are describing to the IRS why you should not be taxed on this debt relief income. Okay. Now, most of the time, you've got, you know, everybody's worried about their home, their, you know, their primary residence. But there's lots of other situations where you might have debt relief. It might be a credit card that you settled. It might be a rental property with, that had a mortgage that, you know, you let go because you couldn't handle the payments.
I have a question. So if you're a consumer and you had $20,000 worth of credit card debt or five or 10 and it goes into collections, do you find that most people believe they don't have to claim that as income on their taxes?
Absolutely. This is the unfortunate part. For most human beings, and this goes across all human beings, right? Once we've spent our money, we don't really realize that it wasn't our money in the first place to spend, you know? So, if you've got that on a credit card, unfortunately, what's going on is the credit card company, you know, they lent you money that they're never going to get back, and somebody has to pick up that income.
So technically, if any type of debt goes into collection, you technically have to claim that as income. However, right now, during this period of time, we can actually use Form 982 so that we can take a write-off on that income, the phantom income.
Now, here's where you want to be really, really careful, okay? 982 is definitely a magical form, okay? But you have to have it done correctly, all right? The IRS, there's basically rumors in the CPA community, all right, that the IRS will be coming to audit anyone who uses Form 982 to write off income with this Debt Relief Act.
Actually, okay? I heard that same thing. You know, I actually do view this as a magical form, by the way. I think this form is going to do wonders for many people, but it almost sounds too good to be true. And I know that let's face it, the country has lost a ton of money, and the government's been supporting a lot of the major corporations. So they're probably looking to try to recoup as much as they can. And so is it safe to say that the audits might actually increase, even though they're even lacking resources to do more audits?
Absolutely. Well, and we'll put it this way. In the past year, the IRS here in Phoenix alone has increased their staff. I've heard rumors 20 to 30%. So don't believe that the government does not have enough money to get auditors to get their money back.
So they figured out that they can hire an IRS agent for $50,000 a year, but that IRS agent can produce $1 million of uncollected taxes. That's what they figured out, huh?
Easy. Well, and the biggest problem here is that most people who are going to use this 982 form, you know, if this is the specific thing that they're going to come audit, some of the exclusions that work on the 982 form, you have to have backup. You can't just file the form and say, nope, don't feel like being taxed.
Whoa, wait a minute here. I thought you said all I have to do is fill out the Form 982, the magical form.
Ha-ha, but it's got to be filled out correctly. So here's what we're expecting, okay? Basically, you're going to file this 982, and you're checking the box, saying this was my primary residence, or, you know, maybe you fall under some of these other exclusions that we're going to talk about. The problem is, If the IRS, you know, the IRS spelling theirs, right, mm-hmm. decide that they're going to come after anyone who's filed a Form 982, you better have backup. Just like you have to have receipts or, you know, your W-2s and all of your information if they ever audit you, you're going to have backup as to why you thought you didn't need to be taxed for whichever checkmark you make on this form.
Well, what if you lost your backup?
Never lose your backup. Bad idea. You need to retain records for at least 7 years. And my recommendation, especially when it comes to this, is anything relating to real estate, you want to have a permanent file and you never, ever destroy it.
I see. So what are some exclusions when it comes to this magical Form 982?
Absolutely. So we already talked about one of them, which is the qualified principal residence indebtedness. Okay. So basically any kind of debt on your primary home. Again, the debt can't be over $2 million if you're married filing joint, you know, and it's got to be your primary home. So that's the main one. Now, there are three other ones that are kind of the larger exclusions. If you filed bankruptcy, any debt that is forgiven in a bankruptcy, and it can be any type of bankruptcy, all right, you do not have to pay tax on those, all right? The second one is insolvency. Now, insolvency tends to be a little more complicated because basically what you have to do, so let's say you foreclosed on your home and that happened on January 15th, on that date, January 15th, you have to draw up a complete listing of all of your assets and all of your liabilities on that date. So 401k is an asset. Your IRA is an asset. Your home value is an asset. Now, the mortgage on the home is a liability. Maybe you have some credit card debt. That's a liability. Insolvency basically means that if you have more liabilities than you do assets, you can fall under this insolvency exclusion and you will not have to pay tax on the amount or up to the amount that you are insolvent.
So you're saying that if a person makes $250,000 a year, but their liabilities exceed that mark, they can be considered insolvent.
Absolutely. Now realize that it has nothing to do with how much you make, right? It's how many assets you have and how many liabilities you have. So if you've spent your $250,000 on groceries and clothing, you know, things that really aren't considered assets, then that does not count in your list.
So you're saying that if the money was spent on wily investments that gone bad, then it does count.
It does count.
So the rule is don't buy groceries for your family. How can we get a hold of you, Shauna?
At www.taxgoddess.com, and you can find all of our information right on that website, www.taxgoddess.com.
So you heard it, folks, taxgoddess.com, www.taxgoddess.com. We'll be back right after this break.
It's time for your KFNN market update. The Dow is down 207 points at 10,063. The NASDAQ composite slipped 50 at 2140. And the S&P 500 is down 25 at 1071. Your source for the financial information you need is 1510 KFNN.
Hello, this is JP Dada, president of Entrust Arizona and host of Talk Real Estate's Wealth Wednesdays right here on KFNN. Are you one of the millions of Americans that has lost thousands of dollars in your retirement account in the recent stock market meltdown? Are you getting increasingly concerned about your ability to retire comfortably at the age you plan? Well, you're not alone. Our clients felt the exact same way until they learned the truth about the immense flexibility available within IRAs and 401ks. By contacting Entrust Arizona and opening a self-directed retirement account with our company, you too can purchase real estate, trust deeds, private companies, and even obtain a loan with your IRA. Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are not your only options. Our website, EntrustArizona.com, provides you with a comprehensive list of all of our free educational workshops. Don't wait any longer. Get off the Wall Street roller coaster today. Contact Entrust Arizona at 480-306-8404 or visit our website at EntrustArizona.com.
Global Moving and Storage is your residential and commercial moving company, offering the best rates and service in the valley, all with no hidden fees. Moving clients for over 12 years, Global Moving and Storage has developed a reputation of on-time and safe delivery of your valuable possessions. Quality matters when picking a moving company. That's why Global Moving and Storage only hires the highest caliber moving staff and trains them to be the best in the moving industry, which ensures you the highest quality of care and customer service. Your satisfaction is their number one goal. Whatever your moving needs, Global Moving and Storage will provide a customized solution at a level that will surpass your highest expectations. Local and long-distance service, last-minute moves, junk hauling for foreclosed or distressed properties, and much more. Call them today for your moving needs. 480-306-9409. That's 480-306-9409. Or visit globalmovingandstorage.net. They get you where you need to go. Global Moving and Storage.
Nationwide Gourmets, Arizona's premier coffee service, your local one-stop service for coffee and beverages, along with China Mist Iced Tea and Lavazza Italian Coffee. Call 623-474-7630.
Now back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield. To get a hold of Daniel, call 602-254-6244.
Welcome back to Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors. We have in our studio today Shauna Weckerlein with SWC. She's a CPA. She has a master's in tax, and her clients call her the Tax Goddess. And you can find her at www.taxgoddess.com. Doesn't get any simpler than that. Shauna, you were mentioning that you're going to give us some examples of how this, the magical form 982 can apply to you.
Absolutely. So let's start with the short sale of a home. So either a short sale or a foreclosure of a home. So let's say you bought your home in 2005 for $350,000. Okay. And on with that purchase, you took out a loan for $300,000. So right now, the fair market value of that house is only $200,000. Well, assuming that the loan that you took out was all interest, right? So you're not paying down any principal. So the balance on your loan is still $300,000. If you were to short sale your home right now, so fair market value is $200,000, your loan is $300,000, you'd get a 1099-C for $100,000, okay? Now, because this was your primary residence, okay, that's really important. This is your primary residence. That $100,000, even though you get the 1099-C, and under normal circumstances, that would be taxable income, you do not have to pay tax on it. So when you file your tax return, you're actually going to prepare Form 982, and there's a special little checkbox that relates to the sale, you know, short sale or foreclosure of a primary home, debt relief on a primary home, and you just get to check that box, and you want to make sure that in your paperwork, in your tax file that you keep for your records, you've got the documentation as to why that, you know, what happened, right? Now, one of the things that people always kind of get a little confused on, like we said, there's some lots of different exclusions. You could be bankrupt. You could be insolvent. Is this a non-recourse loan? You know, non-recourse loans, depending on the state, can also cause you not to pay tax or to pay tax.
And really, what I'd like to know is what happens if you're still making quite a bit of money? Let's say you're trying to short sell your primary home and you have three rental properties. And you're negative across the board because maybe your job had a 20% decrease in salary, or maybe your wife lost her job, but you're still making good money. Can this still apply?
Absolutely. And this is where it's really important that this is your primary home, okay? Each one of these exclusions on the Form 982 have completely different sets of facts and circumstances that either help you or hurt you. So what you really want to do is talk to a professional, talk to your CPA. If your CPA doesn't know this, you're more than welcome to contact us. We staff up during tax season to make sure we have enough people around, and even me, to make sure that we can answer all of your questions for you on these issues.
You know, that's the one. I actually sent you three people last week, and I couldn't believe that you were able to make the time to meet with them and answer all their questions. And I also understand that for people listening to the show, you're offering a complimentary consultation.
Absolutely. So the thing to note is today's special word is BlackBerry. So if you contact my office and let them know the word BlackBerry, then you will be available, or you will have the offer of a 30-minute free consultation on any of these issues that we're going over today. And that consultation will actually be directly with me.
And I have to admit that, again, over the last 2.5 years, I've sent a number of people to you. And one thing that I've always had been very impressed with is the fact that you will spend that, again, if it's kind of coming from my network of people, it seems to me that you will spend that 30 minutes with them and answer questions. And, you know, if you guys get along, great. If not, that's okay too. But I know you've helped a lot of people out. And I know not everyone, some people have decided to do their taxes on their own still, and that's okay.
Absolutely. I am here to make sure that people have the right information and make sure that they're being protected from the IRS. And of course, Dan, I just adore you. So any of your clients, again, using that special word BlackBerry, are more than welcome to give us a phone call, and I'll help them out.
So that's pretty easy to remember, the word BlackBerry, to get a free 30-minute consultation with Shauna, who, again, is a CPA, and she has a master's in tax, and you can find her at www.taxgoddess.com. You know, another thing I want to hit before we end the show here is there's a number of clients, mutual clients, shall I say, of ours that have been in the situation where they've given a loan out or have taken a loan, a hard money loan, either had given a hard money loan out or they've taken in a hard money loan. Can you tell us a little bit about how this magical form 982 could apply to that?
Absolutely. So with a hard money loan, basically what's going on is Dan will do an example. I'm the hard money lender, so Sean is the hard money lender, and Dan, I'm loaning you the money, okay? So you went off and you bought a house, and I gave you this hard money loan, and in a couple of months, you've realized that that you cannot pay me back, and there's no way for me to get that money back from you. Basically, what happens is, me as the lender, I will file a 1099-C, and a copy will go off to the IRS, and a copy will come to you. And under the circumstances that you fall under either bankruptcy, insolvency, if this was a non-recourse loan, which I doubt, but you never know, or this hard money loan was used to purchase your primary residence, you, Dan, would not have to pay tax on this 1099-C.
How about the hard money lender? Do they get to write off the loss?
Absolutely. And that's why we file the form 1099-C. That basically qualifies the lender to take that as a deduction because they lost their money.
I see. So who ends up paying at the end of the day? I mean, I know the hard money lender lost it, but the person that got the money doesn't even have to claim it as income. Who's holding the bag?
The government, which means all of us. So
so at the end of the day, we end up paying, huh?
You got it.
I see. Now, another thing I want to bring up is every third Thursday, we have our Choice IQ investment forum, and it's been going on for a long time, since December of 2007. Shauna, will you be able to make that meeting with us?
Absolutely. I'd love to answer any questions while I'm there.
I know last time you attended, you had a lot of people asking you a lot of tax questions, and I saw that you ended up with a circle of like 6 or 7 people around you. You must have been given some great tax advice.
Well, I certainly enjoy helping people, so it makes it easy.
Well, that's great. And again, the third Thursday of every month, we have our Choice IQ investment form. You can register for that by going to my website, which is www.buyandflipwithme.com. It's all spelled out, www.buyandflipwithme.com. Or if you maybe forgot Shauna's website and you want to ask me for all of her information, I'd be happy to personally email that to you. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of if you're a regular listener of the show. And then also, Shauna, can you tell us precisely maybe where you're located, where your office is, your website and contact information?
Absolutely. So my office is at 57th Street and Thomas. We're very easily accessible to Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arcadia, and Tempe. One of the best things that you can do, honestly, if you want to stay up to date on the tax laws, on our website, www.taxgoddess.com, there's a place to register for our newsletter. Our newsletter goes out every 2 weeks and talks about, actually the previous newsletter exactly talks about the 982. We talk to all issues for business owners, real estate investors, fix and flippers, you name it, and we talk to it. So,
did you say that was last week's email that was about the form?
That was the one that was just 2 days old. So if you want a copy of it, please send me an email, and you can find my email address and all of my background information on www.taxgoddess.com, and I'd be more than happy to forward that to you.
That is fantastic. And once again, if you want an excuse to maybe attend a investment forum, the Choice IQ Investment Forum, which is simply a discussion about real estate in Phoenix. There are no sales at this meeting. It's an investment forum discussion. You can also meet Shauna there as well, and that's every third Thursday of the month, and you can register at buyandflipwithme.com. And once again, you can also find Shauna at www.taxgoddess.com. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next Thursday, 12 noon. Have a wonderful day.
The radio show for investors by investors with your host, Daniel Butterfield of Dimitri Companies. To learn more about Dimitri Companies, call 602-254-6244 or go to www.buyandflipwithme.com for archived shows. Join us next Thursday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. for another edition of Dimitri Live, the radio show for investors by investors, with your host, Daniel Butterfield, right here on 1510 KFNN, Financial News Radio.
The listener's choice results are in, and the winner in the daily talk show category is Mark Seleznov's Tactical Wealth Management. You can hear Tactical Wealth Management every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can also catch Mark every Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 7:24 for market reviews, news, and information. Tune in to Listener's Choice winner Mark Seleznov Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. For more information or for an appointment with Mark, call 480-951-4001 or visit SeleznovCapitalAdvisors.com. Thanks for your vote.
At KFNN, it's news time. And in just a little time, you'll know all about what's happening in the world, the state, the weather, traffic, and of course, finance. Then we get back to our lineup of great informative programs you've come to rely on from Financial News Radio. So let's get the whole thing started right now.
Financial News Radio.
1510 KFNN.
The Dow is down 209 at 10,000.